Good afternoon. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues of civil society, APG23 thanks all the eminent experts for their valuable inputs given in this session of the working group. The Declaration on the Right to Development has been the first UN document to recognize that the implementation, promotion, and protection of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights should be given equal attention and consideration and treated with equal footing, as stated in Article 6, Paragraph 2. It also clearly reaffirms that all human rights are indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. Moreover, in Para 3 of the same article, it states that states should take steps to eliminate obstacles to development resulting from failure to observe civil and political rights, as well as economic, social, and cultural rights. While discussing the interrelationship between the right to development and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, we have surely to emphasize the shared recognition of the right to self-determination and the right to participate, as it has been enlightened also by the panelists, but also bearing in mind that the right to development cannot be fully realized if all the other civil and political rights, such as the right to life, to liberty, and security of the person, the freedom of expression, of assembly, of religion and belief, the right to vote and stand for election, the right to fair trial before the courts, are not respected and protected. There is no true development when the rights of women, children, minorities, etc., are continuously violated, when human rights defenders are persecuted and killed, when states embark in war and conflicts that kill so many lives. For this reason, we make an appeal to all member states, especially those supporting and rightly advocating for the implementation of the right to development and the adoption of its international covenant, to be also champions in promoting, respecting, and protecting civil and political rights. Thank you.